Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the second hour of this Wednesday, the 17th of March, 04 edition. Your calls are coming up. Barney and Regina and Kevin and Danny and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Since I snuck into the Bohemian Grove in July of 2000, I've never really spent more than 5 or 10 minutes recapping what goes on there, so I figured I'd spend 30, 40 minutes today getting into the history of the Bohemian Grove and some of the new evidence that's come out and its connection to the power structure of the world, not just the United States. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, I want to take some more of your calls and get to the big stack of news I have not even begun to cover yet. China executes 10,000 people a year. I want to get into that story. Also, Defense Department hires IBM for RFID radio tracker tags. They're working with Walmart to force the industries to accept them. Another one here out of the Associated Press. And U.S. funnels billions to science to defend against terrorism. We'll get into that police state. Closed-circuit television on commuter trains. Here in Austin, they're putting them on all the buses with microphones hooked into the police department. Also, a review committee examines the new Matrix system, which they've been covertly trying to get passed through the states to spy on us with the feds. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing. RFID chips watch grandma brush teeth. There's discussions of making the elderly have them in their houses to track what they're doing for their safety. There's discussions of RFID in pills to make sure you've taken them. Yes, it's the new scientist. We'll get into that. Also, 2 years ago, I told you that my White House source said that bin Laden had died of kidney failure. We got this from other sources. His family had handed him over for a large cash bonus. And they're going to claim they killed him in Pakistan and roll him out right before the election. I didn't know if that was true 2 years ago or if it was disinfo. Now CNN. Drone may have spotted bin Laden in 2000. They show the supposed photo of him. And any minute now, he's going to be popping up. And, you know, they're right on his heels every day. It's like a football game. You know, when are they going to get him? The chase is on. The suspense is on. Building towards this crescendo so it's more believable. The question is, will they have the nerve to roll this out? Will they roll out, of course, the fake weapons of mass destruction? CNET News reporting, cable taps into wiretap law. The cable systems are coming under federal control, and they're not just going to tap your cable modem or other systems when you're online, but also the microphones that are in the new cable boxes, which they admit they can listen to you with. I've been talking about that for years. They've now been admitting it, just like how OnStar can listen to you. And they are using it to listen to you. Also, record industry case threatens everyone's anonymity online. They want to make it to where everything you do, you'll have to enter your name and an ID number to even surf the net so they can more properly track everything you do with the NSA. Again, total violation of the Fourth Amendment. And, you know, it's only a matter of time until the feds have one of their hackers open up the gates on a dam or something and kill a bunch of people and say, oh, that's it, got to track you on the web to stop these disasters. I hate to give them ideas, but somehow I think their people have already come up with that. They've already been saying that's going to happen. Also, good news in Arizona, 80 mile per hour, suddenly can't talk, approved by state senators. Now, that's just some of what's coming up. But first, we'll take your calls. When we get back, we'll run through them quickly so you have your question or comment ready. And the toll-free number to join us, of course, is 800-259-9231. And the premier websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we're updating just huge stories, mainstream, alternative, government documents, streaming audio, exclusive video reports on a daily basis. So definitely check those sites out, bookmark them, and spread the word today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us on this globe. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Do you you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up in about 120 seconds, but there's this photo that's in an Asia News Channel story, and there was a similar BBC photo of a young woman, about 18 years old, with the female cops choking her with pleasure. Just pleasure looks on their face. You think they just, you know, taking a bite of delicious pizza. I say that because I'm over here eating pizza, and that's, I guess, the kind of look I have on my face. But choking her with extreme pleasure, and that photo is in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Well, this new photo, Chinese police parade a criminal before his execution. And just the looks on these cockroaches' faces. I mean, one of them looks like a demonic turtle, and the other one has got this look of total satisfaction on a major power trip with his eyes as slits, you know, like Bush does when he's all on a power trip. He's all squeezing his eyes together looking real evil and got his mouth all bent down in a frown with his arm on the poor guy's shoulder. And the guy who they've got the hand on the shoulder just looks like a saint. I mean, he's totally resigned, eyes wide open, you know, just looking at the camera. And, again, a picture tells a thousand words. China executes 10,000 people a year, MPC delegate. China sentences to death and immediately executes around 10,000 convicted criminals. And again, what's crime there? Criticizing the government, having more than two children. China sentences to death and immediately executes around 10,000 convicted criminals each year, according to a delegate who was seeking to curb the practice at China's just-closed parliamentary session. Every year, China has nearly 10,000 cases of death penalty that result in immediate execution. This is about five times more than all the other death penalty cases from other nations combined, said Chen Zhonglin, a National People's Congress delegate from Chongqing Municipality. Chen's statement in a weekend edition of the China Youth Daily is believed to be the first time that such a number has appeared in the state-controlled press. Well, they reported, again, last year in BBC, early 2003, it's in the film, that they have 24 mobile death vans, and you commit any crime, they suspect you of it, no judge, no jury, they just throw you in the back of the van, automatic injectors kill you, and they gut you in the back and put your organs on ice for sale to the U.S. and Europe. And it's just horrible. I mean, this and to know how murdering the Chinese government is and how oppressive they are, the terrible things that they do, and just to see the photos of the two female thugs choking this poor little woman, who it said, of course, was a political dissident, and taking her to the mobile death van, and then to see these guys with these weird looks on their faces of just abject power trip pleasure, control freak pleasure, just disgusting. And let me tell you, they want to be like that right here in America. They want to make it just like that. The Patriot Act, too, says they can just secretly grab you, never try you, and execute you. And believe me, they got people that'll love it. They got psychopaths that'll love it. They'll stomp your guts out before they put a bullet in your head. Don't think for a minute that they aren't creating the cadres at Camp X-Ray to do this, and the cadres at other torture bases, at Bagram Air Base and other areas. Very serious. Meanwhile, the news promotes how good torture is and how we should all accept it and how it's a new virtue. Let's talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just finished reading Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos.
Well, thanks for getting it. What'd you think of it?
Very good book. I recommend it to everybody.
Well, thank you.
Back in the 60s, there was a lady named Helen Peters who claimed that for everything that the establishment started, they would form an opposition party so they could control the opposition.
Oh, that's the Hegelian dialectic.
It goes right in the book, too. And I used to, back in the 60s, I used to go to all the radical group meetings, FAN, United World Federalists, the Klan, the Nazis, the Communists, and other groups. And I went to the U.S. Labor Party meeting where we studied communism, and the Spartacus were the most belligerent bunch of people I run into, including Nazis and everything else. They were the worst. But at any rate, the U.S. Labor Party and the Spartacus, the SDS, and the Weathermen, of course, were all Jewish, along with the Jewish Defense League. And at the time, they were planning a big peace march on Washington, D.C. But all the groups locally, except the communists, were infiltrated by agent provocateurs, and they were constantly harassed. And everything falls into place just the way it's described in that book.
Well, Tex Mars talked about an Idaho case where they were going to pass a hate law that wouldn't allow free speech, and then suddenly Nazis come out and parade around in front of the state house and say, Heil Hitler, you know, we're against this law. Suddenly it passed, and then it turned out they weren't real Nazis. It was a local Jewish group. This came out in the newspaper with people dressed up like Nazis. It was all staged.
Well, I may have told you, I don't know, but I had friends went up to a meeting of the FAN with George Lincoln Rockwell, and George Lincoln Rockwell claimed that he was hired by the Zionists to demonstrate in front of the synagogues with Nazi paraphernalia and everything, so that the Jews would make a bigger contribution.
And then I've read that's when they killed him. When he stopped being an agent and admitted it, that's when they got him.
That's right. And a lot of people claim that the Zionists were killed him. The man that went to jail, they claim, was framed.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Yeah, all these groups, the Nazis, the communists, I mean, they're all run by the government. And It's there to create hysteria and fear so we see it and then go to the government as our savior when they control it. Good call, Barney. Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Regina.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to say, first of all, just to keep everything straight, you said again today, I think, Henry Lamb. And remember, Brian Lamb runs under different characteristics than Henry Lamb's.
Yeah, you know, I have a problem when I'm talking fast. Henry Lamb's a great American, does the the group exposing the land grabbing, and it's Brian Lamb of C-SPAN, and Brian Lamb's the one that kind of attacked me on C-SPAN. Brian Lamb, not Henry Lamb.
Okay, I want to mention, I thought you'd get a kick out of this, but I don't know how exactly. I've sent it to my state reps. I'll send it to you if you want me to. This is States Shortchanged by Billions. This was by Robert Tanner, AP national writer, Indiana Gazette, Wednesday, 3/10/04. It says that the states will wind up paying at least $29 billion this year to cover costs of programs and initiatives handed down by the federal government from education to homeland security as Washington leaves an increasingly large burden for states, according to a new report. Any of these guys that I mentioned that you know, Alex, we just depend on you. If you have any, you know, that inkling to maybe try to get one of these guys on, there's a representative, David J. Steele, S-T-E-I-L, a Republican, who helped craft the National Conference of State Legislators report. It's quite easy to define a local government.
Yeah, you're talking real fast. I know you're in a hurry, but explain to people briefly what you're talking about.
Okay, this is, now it's come down, it's going to cost $29 billion for the states to implement the programs of No Child Left Behind, Bush's signed education law, prescription drug program, Homeland Security, and David J. Steele, S-T-E-I-L, I understand he's from Newtown, Pennsylvania. I did get his address. Has submitted this report, and he's getting a lot of fuss in this article, including from the Heritage Foundation. When you start talking about, you know, exposing out of Bohemian Grove and trying to keep things under wrap, I notice a lot of that kind of mentality of, oh, let's be quiet. He's calling Mr. Brian Rydell, R-I-E-L.
Well, hey, Regina, I've got to move on, but they're great points. Thanks for the call. What she's saying is you've got so-called conservative think tanks and groups that are blocking good conservative congressmen and women that are exposing the massive explosion in the size of government under Lord Bush, doubling the growth of government that we had under Bill Clinton. And most of it isn't defense, by the way. Neocons try to go, well, this is for defense, and the liberals don't like it, and we've been attacked, and we have to... That is a moderate portion of the whole. Most of it is good old-fashioned government nanny state control. Most of it's Department of Education, you know, UN funding, all of it. Bush will massively increase UN funding and then go, I won't loan you $1.4 billion for your new UN building. And the conservatives go, oh, look how conservative he is. Oh. You know, he'll cut $87 million in abortion funding and then increase it by $3 billion. It's incredible, people. So, yes, you're right. It's just like the NRA. They run defense to keep conservatives inactive, to neutralize us. Same thing with Limbaugh and Hannity and all of them. They're Trojan horses. Let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call on this St. Patrick's Day. Since today's topic later is going to be Bohemian Grove and your movie documenting your dangerous infiltration of their institution, I wanted to bring up the Franklin cover-up written by former Nebraska Republican State Senator John DeCamp, who I know you've had on the show in the past. During the 16 years in office, Senator DeCamp was cited by, even by his enemies, one of the most effective legislators. The shutdown of the Omaha, Nebraska's Franklin Community Federal Credit Union sent shockwaves to, all the way to Washington, D.C. There was $40 million missing. What looked like a financial swindle soon exploded into a terrible tale of drugs, Iran-Contra, money laundering, and a nationwide pedophile and ritual murder ring. Now, this, you know, people that see your film try to dismiss it with those that defend Bush and say, oh, well, that's just fraternity stuff where they're just joking around. But if you look through the details and the accusations...
Now, we've interviewed DeCamp many times, and he was hired to whitewash it, found out it was true. His chief investigator was murdered, and the children described being before an owl and watching other children have their heads blown off.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. We'll come back and get into it.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Callers who are holding, we'll get to your calls later in this hour. There's a lot of other key news coming up. We also have a guest, very important guest, the last 30 minutes of the show that we'll announce later. So that's in the next hour. During the break, I was thinking, you know, how can I best explain what the Bohemian Grove is, how it's connected to other powerful secret societies that are really all just heads on a hydra of the same Antichrist system. So let's just go over a brief history of the Bohemian Grove. In the first hour, I read from an official publication of the Bohemian Club in Northern California on it's been there for over 100 years since what it was founded in 1872, so you do the math. And it's 2,700 acres in between some large hills, hemmed in with hills at the back of it, so there's only one entrance into the grove. It's in between the Pacific Ocean and Santa Rosa. And I'm sure that you've all heard of Skull and Bones. In 1832, Chapter 322, many presidents, many governors, many CIA directors, many of them interrelated, go there. It was founded, according to MSNBC, by an order called the Illuminati, at a time when Black Lodge masonry, nothing to do with black people, meaning occultic black magic masonry, had been outlawed by John Quincy Adams, the president, years before, and they were hunting these people down because they'd been trying to overthrow the country after the successful revolution. And so, with German agents, Illuminati agents, and British money from the East India Company, they set up the Russell Trust. Mr. Russell, of course, owned hundreds of ships, was one of the biggest opium traders in the world, working for the British, for the Crown, a Tory. They then came and set up the tomb, built the mausoleum-style structure, and began inducting 15 members each year. But again, there's other chapters of this. A German chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, he was chancellor back in the 80s, before Helmut Kohl and now Gerhard Schroeder, he wrote in his own book, Men and Powers, a Political Retrospective, that he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group, that they're bringing in world government. He's very proud of this, and that his favorite place in the world is the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, that he goes there each summer, looks forward to it, that they have their own groups in the sacred groves in Germany where they do the, quote, druidic rituals, but that they do the same rituals in Northern California there amongst the redwoods at a place called Bohemian Grove. So I want to establish that druidic German, it's known as the Order of Death. And all your members of the Bohemian Grove end up being high-level members and attending on a routine basis the main ceremonial meetings that go on from July 15th to July 30th each year. And later I will read from the 1904 Annals of the Grove, address in response to the introduction at the Bohemian Grove, Worshipful Sire. This is from the German Society, commending their German-style secret society. So we'll go over that, some of the new stuff we just posted today. Also, last Thursday, before I went on George Norrie's show, Coast to Coast AM, I posted on the site the 1997 to 1996 annals of the Bohemian Club, and it shows George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr. giving a lakeside chat at the Grove. This is their own publication, Below the Owl. We have photos and page numbers and the actual, you know, scans of the pages with Richard Nixon, Walter Cronkite, Jimmy Carter, a bunch of other key people there at the meeting. But now we have the 1904 annals. So again, we'll be going over this here on the show after the break in the next 30 minutes. But let's just establish that it's a real place in Northern California. The Washington Times, Parade Magazine, the Sacramento Bee, the Associated Press, Reuters. I've done LexisNexis searches and found articles as early as the 20s in major papers about the Grove. They've had communist leaders there, you name it. And this is where they do a lot of their planning. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, now that I've given you a little bit of the historical background of the Bohemian Grove, and I'll get more into that later, let me tell you how I came to infiltrate the Bohemian Grove in 2000. The National British Media, Channel 4, approached me in 1999 while I was in Waco, Texas every weekend for 5 months, building a memorial church for those that died at Waco, including the misguided BATF officers. There's a plaque there for them as well that was placed. And I'm not a Branch Davidian. Again, I was just building a memorial church for those that died. It was wrong to kill those people, and they could have arrested Koresh every day when he went to town, but they didn't, and that's what the sheriff said. But again, a side issue. They were making a documentary, a 5-hour special to air on international television as a miniseries, and it did. It's aired in Japan, Germany, the U.S., and in over 100 countries last time I checked. And, well, it's very interesting what happened. The British media said, John Ronson and others said, Mr. Jones, have you heard of the Bohemian Grove? Because they knew that they'd seen my videos where I was being chased by black helicopters and where I was covering urban warfare training drills and where I was getting in police officers' faces at illegal checkpoints on highways. They said, have you heard of Bohemian Grove? And I said, yeah, Northern California, the world elite go there for over 100 years, and there's supposedly this big stone owl, and I said, I don't know if I believe it. He said, well, come over to my car. He pulled out a big folder full of, as I said, the Washington Times, the Associated Press, Spy Magazine, you know, just all these publications, and was talking about how, you know, reporters had gotten in, but then had their cameras confiscated, and they saw the ritual where the bound body of a child is brought forward to the owl and burned, and the red and black robes, and I was like, wow, people called my show about this. I, you know, I knew about Skull and Bones, and I'd heard about Bohemian Grove. I said, yeah, I'd love to infiltrate it, but, you know, I hear it's impossible to get in. And they said, well, we've talked to people inside, people who've worked there. We've been out there, but we're basically afraid to sneak in. And they said, we'd pay for your plane ticket, and, you know, if you'll get in and get us a video. And I said, well, you know, I'll have joint rights to it, and you can have rights to it as well. You know, I said, I'm not, you know, if I sneak in there, I'm going to make a video about it. They said, oh, that's great, sure. And so, then that July 15th, I flew out to San Francisco with my wife, Violet Jones, and I took Mike Hansen along with me to document the trip with our cameras. I'm the guy, of course, that wore the hidden camera into the park for the ritual. Mike had his own hidden camera. And we flew out to San Francisco, I think, on July 12th. We drove to Santa Rosa, cut into the dark hills outside Monterio, got a motel in Occidental, about 10 miles away. Didn't want to stay in the town itself, which is a little tiny town on the Russian River, right next door to the Bohemian Avenue that runs smack dab into the fence and then the three guard shacks. And we got there. I talked to some of the locals that had worked there. I talked to some of the people that had snuck in who live around there during the off season. And I found out some of the weird code words they use, some of the things that they engage in, the type of security that the Secret Service uses, what the sheriff's deputies are up to also providing security. And I then on that day, on July 15th, with the British media following our little Ford Taurus rip car, my wife drove Mike and myself and dropped us off about 300, 400 yards from the entrance. And there's like a bog, a ditch dug about 100 yards wide with, you know, water and murk and mud and basically what you'd call kind of like quicksand, deep mud. And we climbed over the barbed wire fence through it and jumped from tree limb to log to stick and only got a little bit muddy. And I went down several hundred yards. And there's footage of us jumping, you know, out of the car and jumping through the fence and doing this and then emerging into a big employee parking area that is off to the side. Again, it's about a 300-yard wide opening in between tall hills, what you'd call small mountains, 500, 600 feet tall, so I guess that would make them big hills. And then the gorge is several hundred yards wide and gets narrower. It's wider as you go through the gorge. And then there's a large hill that backs up on the property, so there's no entrance there. And that looks down 500-plus feet down to the Russian River. So there's one entrance. And on one side of the several-hundred-yard opening, well, let me be more specific. It's about 150 yards wide at the opening. See, I start trying to tell a story, and then I visually image it in my mind. I try to detail all this stuff. It really doesn't matter, but about 150 yards wide at the mouth, then it opens up a little once you go into the opening of the gorge to about 300 yards, and that's where there's employee parking, and then through some more woods, there's member parking. So we climbed up into member parking, and you can see the guard shacks off on the road about 100 yards away, and there's a fence and barbed wire fence right there. Then we climbed up into the next member parking with all the Mercedes and, you know, Lexus and Bentleys. And they have these big, flat-bottomed 1950s-style trucks with big cushion seats, open-to-air trucks that were driving around every few minutes picking up members. And then they drive in past another checkpoint. Then you come to a third checkpoint that is the guard shack, big guard shack, built in the middle of the road with the right and left lanes widening around it with surveillance cameras and the rest of it. And when we climbed up the back of the truck, we just calmly sat there, and there were two older members of the Grove They began talking about the price of their robes, and we asked how much their robe cost, and they said, or no, they talked about how much it cost, and you know, did they have their robes? And I don't know if that was a test, but we just kind of sidestepped it. And this is all caught on video. I mean, I have them on video saying this. And we drive on in, and understand, I had a little fanny pack on the left side of my body, excuse me, right side of my body, with a little wire going to a pager, a false pager, that was really a color surveillance camera. And that was hooked into the input of my little DV cam, Sony video camera that I still have. And the security walks up the back of the truck, looks at us, we smile. They go ahead and wave us on through, and it drives on another 100 yards and stops. We climb out of the back, and we're in the middle of this gorge, as I said. The place they dropped us off, probably 250 yards wide. Palatial log cabin-style mansions and camp houses built into the cliff walls and the hills. There's over 100 separate camps, going from the most elite down to the new inductees. So a nice little class society within it set up. And once inside, there are just huge redwoods everywhere, effigies of owls and stone and bronze, and huge signs ornately carved up between redwoods and the trees with huge, you know, 5-foot-wide skulls, you know, hanging, that say Lafitte the Pirate and stuff like that. A lot of other stuff in Latin. Saw an American flag hanging from one bunkhouse, saw a German flag hanging from another. And so we just tried to get out of everybody's way and get to cover, but there is no cover. It's either sheer rock cliff walls, paths up into these abodes, different camps, and it's just different middle-aged and older men wandering around having political discussions. You'd be walking along and hear them, you know, walk past you going, well, Reagan was good for us with the global agenda. He helped get the people to accept it. Ah, yes. What about the nuclear reactor program? I mean, I actually heard stuff like that, and I saw some well-known people. But understand, I don't have video of everything because I've got a pager cam on my belly, you know, on my side like a pager. And so the view you get is just the view of wherever that's aiming. And it got pretty obvious a few times where I was turning my body, panning it, and aiming at certain things. And we then walked, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile to a bridge, a wooden bridge, over a gorge that had a several hundred foot drop off from one hill to another. The valley just ends at a canyon, and you go across this little bridge and then up a walkway, stone walkway, another 100 yards up to the top of this hill where there's a scenic overlook. There was nobody there, so I said, let's just sit here until it gets dark, because we snuck in at 4:30. By then it was probably 6 o'clock. Took us that long to walk into there. We're up there on the side of this cliff overlooking the Russian River, probably 500, 600 feet up. And all of a sudden, I pull the video camera out, unplug it, and like a fool, and start videotaping the gorge and back down into the camp. No one was around us. We're out on this scenic overlook on the side of a hill, big hill, small mountain. And all of a sudden, one of the head sheriff's deputies, could have even been the sheriff, but he was wearing the sheriff deputy green windbreaker and sheriff's department slacks, but no insignia, and he was an older gentleman, and he said, are you with the old ones, 1913? We said, yeah, we're with the hillbillies, because I read in news reports that the Bush camp and their guest is called the hillbillies, one of the highest level camps. Mandalay is the highest, with chairman of the World Bank, Wolstenson, and you know, Prince Charles and others that attend. Walter Cronkite, for some reason, is part of that club. One of the top five, they reported, is the hillbillies. And so he smiled at us and said, well, I saw your spy glasses getting a good view. And I guess from their surveillance cameras, that I'd seen some of, but I hadn't seen any around there, it looked like binoculars, I guess, from what they were picking. And I said, oh, yeah, real nice. He looked suspicious, but walked on down the path. And after he was gone, I said, Mike, we have got to get back to cover somewhere else. Let's get out of here. Let's go back into the gorge. And so we start walking back down to the gorge, over the metal bridge with, you know, the wood planks in it, back down to the main gorge, back towards the camps, and all of a sudden, two Secret Service, or guys in black suits, walk up to us with earpieces and say, who are you here with? And we said, hillbillies. And they said, okay, well, trouble yourselves not. You're walking too fast. Relax yourselves. The cares of the world are off your shoulders. And even Tomals curtsied to us. And then they walked on off. And then we had some other people walk up and ask who we were. And then I said, that's it. Let's change the plan. Let's duck into this one of the low-level camps. And by low-level, I mean it wasn't built up into the rocks. It was down at ground level. With live piano music and all these, you know, Fortune 500 people milling around. And I walk in. Servants instantly are there with platters with whiskeys and wine. And now there's a little bit of the video of that we put in the film. And I, okay, I'll take some wine, you know, drink a little bit of it. Huh, very good, thank you. I might take some. Then, you know, suddenly, you know, these distinguished-looking aristocrat types are walking up, eyeing us, looking at us, you know, who are you? And I started getting my name wrong, the fake name we decided on. And I said, thank you very much, and we scurried out of there. And then I said, that's it. Let's go over to the camps high up on the cliffside. So literally walking up these steps for 10 minutes. I mean, you talk about being winded going up these, and employees are walking down. They go, trouble yourselves not. You're walking too fast. You're breathing heavy. Stop it. Stop it. We're like, okay. And then we finally get up there on the top of one of these hills, and then again, sheer cliffs on the other side down the Russian River. And there was a camp called The Web. They had names like Lost Boys, Devil, Beelzebub, Light Bearer, which is out of the Bible, Lucifer. But we went into The Web, and we just sat there on a bench. There were all this, you know, ornate stuff there. I mean, I know really fancy art when I see it. There was a bunch, and I just was like, don't touch anything, and let's just sit here on the edge of the camp in some chairs right when you walk in. We just sat there because everybody, while we were busy down at the other end, had started coming down into the central feasting area. And we'd seen this. Right after the truck dropped us off a few hundred yards in, there was this huge open area with some of the biggest trees with live, classical, kind of spooky Hall of the Mountain King. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. We actually caught some of that on tape. That's in the film. And there were all these big, long wood tables. Well, it starts getting dark. We reload our cameras because these digital, these little bitty cameras only carry our tapes. We reload our cameras. By then, the pager camera is malfunctioning. We're reviewing some of the video. It's, for some reason, it's flipping in and out. I say, that's it, plan B. I borrow a butcher knife from the camp, cut a hole in the fanny pack, put the camera in, have it ready where I can stick my finger in and start it, put the pager cam up, and then during the ceremony, Mike hooked the pager cam to his camera that we hadn't been using, really. And later that malfunctioned. Thank God we had two cameras. I'm the only one that got the footage of the ritual. His was sporadic and off and on. We don't have, like, the high-tech CIA hidden stuff, though I should get that type of surveillance equipment. But it's a lot better in the last 4 years. It wasn't even very good back then. And so we start going back down out of the hills. And as we come down, we're up in the redwoods. Understand, redwoods that are down lower are growing up to our level. We're up in the trees, walking back down. There's mist on the ground. It's getting dark. I mean, it's like a Transylvania movie, you know, with the 2-foot fog on the ground. Literally, as we're walking down out of the hills, we're up amongst the clouds. Very spooky, beautiful place. And as we marched down, I shot some video of this. Hundreds of tables, over 1,500 people. They're dressed up in Masonic outfits, you know, weird royalty insignias, and they're hailing each other, some talking in what sounded like, and people have confirmed in England, Gaelic, ancient Druid language. And we then march on down, and perfect timing. The whole crowd standing up, and they're ringing a bell and saying, go to the ritual. And that's about 100 yards away from there, and there's this 150-yard pond, 50 yards wide. We were about 7,500 yards away. the church crowd assembles basically on the bank, those that aren't part of the ritual. It's just like a church where you got the people separated there, and it gets dark right around that time. And literally, there's fog on the water, no fog machines needed. I could see bats flying around grabbing bugs off, you know, off the surface of the water. I mean, incredibly spooky. And folks, we don't live in an area country that has bats. We have them in Austin. You see them every night. Sounds crazy to somebody in New York where they don't have bats, but there really were bats flying around eating bugs, and there's this giant stone idol and weird macabre music playing from a full orchestra, and it got really serious after that. So I'll briefly tell you what happened in the ritual, and then a little bit more about the history, and we'll start the third hour, and then we'll get to your calls. I'll also talk about the response I've gotten since I infiltrated the Bohemian Grove from the media.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I told this story a lot better 4 years ago, right after I snuck in, or almost 4 years ago, because it took me 2 hours to barely tell it. So I may have to go 10 minutes into the next hour trying to tell this properly, and then we'll go to your calls and more news. But you want a copy of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, which, again, is 2 hours, 5 minutes long and only tells part of the story. It's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's $25.95 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I've produced of videos. They drop down to $20, and you are authorized to make copies of my films for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. So again, please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And it's $5 shipping and handling for one tape, $6 for two, $6 for three. I think it's like $7 or $8 for four tapes. We just charge you for what the shipping cost. And by the way, I just shifted over to United Parcel Service. Unless you have a P.O. box, that's how you get it now. They are wonderful. They are wonderful. No more of the headaches with the idiots at the Postal Service. I'm through with them after how rude they've been to us. But continuing, my friends, with the story. Well, I could spend an hour on the nightmares with the Postal Service. Excuse me. Continuing. It's the government for you, people. I'm not knocking all people at the Postal Service. I know you want to hear about the Bohemian Grove. What have I gotten to? Okay, it's gotten dark, and I mean, as it was getting dark, we were there. We could see the owl in the twilight, the fog forming. I mean, this time of year in Northern California, at least while we were there, I mean, it was like a werewolf movie. You know, those old black and whites with the two-foot fog? I'm in this with world leaders looking across a pond, a reflecting pool, you could say, with lily pads and frogs and bats flying around. I mean, you talk about a movie set, folks. Plus, it's amazing. They're playing this macabre music, and there's this weird Gaelic German singing going on, Nordic singing going on. This is the German death cult. This is where Skull and Bones goes when they're big boys. And the crowd's down in front of me, so I climb up for an hour to stand on one of the root knobs, about 2 feet tall, of a giant redwood, so I could get my fanny pack that had a hidden camera up above their shoulders. So when you see the shots, you see the backs of their heads and, you know, hundreds of them, probably 1,500, you know, down over them on the bank. There's shots of that once the torches get lit. This is all on video. And suddenly it gets dark. I mean, now it's totally dark. You can't see 10 feet in front of you. There's fog all over the place. Bats flying around you. I'm not exaggerating. Watch the video closely. You can even see bats, okay? Things flying around. Because, you know, they come in there because it's a pond. There's bugs for them to eat. I'm not saying they're evil vampires or something. It's just the atmosphere is incredible. You know why the Satanists picked this place. And so I'm there, and then all of a sudden you see over a dozen red torches just start coming out of the woods on the other side of the bank. And the men with torches then all march up to the owl. Suddenly a high priest from the other side around back the owl in a silver robe with a red cape, with three other high priests supporting him, and then some accolade or servant was, you know, crouching down behind him, come out. A bunch of people in black robes form the outer circle, then about a dozen or so in red robes, five or six in green robes, three or four in silver robes, the high priest with a pointy clan hat. When we get back, I'll tell you more. Get to the sacrifice. Yes, if your station doesn't carry the third hour, I have no idea why. Very frustrating. A lot of stations don't, but I understand. But you're going to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.